Concerns about Russia's next move. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. U.S. military leaders with worries about what actions Russian President Vladimir Putin will take as its ground troops have made little progress in capturing Ukraine's capital.
Lieutenant General Scott Barrier wrote to us, House Armed Services Subcommittee, quote, "As this war and its consequences slowly weaken Russian conventional strength, Russia likely will increasingly rely on its nuclear deterrent to signal the West and project strength to its internal and external audiences. The Russians remain largely stalled on the ground and are becoming more reliant on missile attacks. The U.S. continues to share intelligence with Ukraine to help them fight, a process U.S. defense intelligence chiefs described as revolutionary."
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The U.S. Marine Corps says an incident has occurred involving an Osprey aircraft with four crew members on board that was conducting training in Norway as part of exercises with NATO forces. Officials in Norway say a search and rescue operation is underway. Alaska Republican Don Young, the longest-serving member of the House, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Ann, was by his side. Young moved from California to Alaska the first year it became a state back in 1959. He was first elected to the House in 1973. Young helped pass the legislation that allowed for construction of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System. He was also known as a strong gun rights supporter and for backing a strong military.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Don Young was 88. Fires in central Texas fueled by gusty winds have prompted evacuations. Fire crews say several fires have merged and are burning near Eastland, about 120 miles west of Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
One of the nation's largest school districts will begin using metal detectors to find possible weapons on students.
It's the Fort Lauderdale area. The Broward County Public Schools have the sixth greatest number of students nationwide, and they're catching them with guns and knives.
For weapon possessions this year alone, we've had 151.
Superintendent Vicki Cartwright, even a seven-year-old was caught with a gun. Starting today, they'll use metal detector wands at random schools in random classrooms, hoping to find weapons. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Jury selection in the penalty phase of convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz is set to begin April 4th. The 23-year-old pled guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder and 17 counts of attempted murder in the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Attorneys for both sides are determining how jurors will be selected. The jurors could sentence Cruz to the death penalty for the crime. Volkswagen is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada for an unexpected braking issue. Faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly, sometimes while in traffic. The recall comes 3 days after the Associated Press reported that dozens of people had complained to U.S. safety regulators about the problem, some reporting nearly being rear-ended by other vehicles. The recall covers certain Atlas SUVs from 2019 through 2023, Atlas Crossports from 2020 through 2023. The company hasn't developed a fix yet. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
PayPal says its users can now send money to Ukrainians, whether they're still in the country or refugees somewhere else in Europe. Until now, people in Ukraine could only use PayPal to send money out of the country. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.